This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I am not an economic guru, as you know. I mean, I get by. I know how to save some money. You know, I know how to find a great deal. And I know how to yell at people in my family when they don't use my reward cards to get some money knocked off their gas. I can also identify a high gas price. So that's usually the breadth of my economic talk on this show. But I got something a little bit more to tell you guys, which I'm sure many of you have already heard about it, but for those of you like me that don't really understand or follow a lot of the economy in terms of bonds and things like that, this is pretty cool, okay? So money gurus, feel free to call in and correct me if I'm wrong and watch me wipe my nose because my nose is running, but I'm just going to quickly talk to you guys about bonds because, man, there might be a silver lining to this horrible inflation. Stock market, I think, dropped at least 2% today. Inflation is through the roof, and it's going to get worse, okay? I don't know what's happening with this administration, what's going to happen with the midterms. So I was just looking at my kids' bonds that I have kind of, I use Treasury Direct, which is kind of nice because I could, without thinking, have money every couple weeks or once a month or 6 months or whatever I want to go into an account for them for their bonds. And so I cashed out all my bonds during the Great Recession because I wanted to pay my staff and money wasn't coming in because the Obamacare deductibles. And so I lost all my bonds because I had to use them to, you know, try to make ends meet during the Great Recession. But the kids' bonds we kept. So I'm online, and I'm looking at them, and all of a sudden, I see 7.12%. And I'm like, what? And then some of the bonds are at the 3.56%. I'm like, wait, what's this? So I look at the Treasury Direct, like, what the hell is going on? And they go, the rates are up to 7.1%. And all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa, that makes sense. So do you guys understand the whole bond thing? Okay. So how bonds work, there's a couple bonds. Now, these are the Series I bonds, not the E bonds. So bonds are a way where you basically give the government money. It's a way to give the government money like we did in World War II. That's what the E bonds were, and now they're EE bonds. The government promises to pay you back. So with the old school bonds, or like the ones that are now the EE bond, let's say you buy a $100 bond. In 20 years, that's supposed to be worth $200. So there might be a fixed rate to make that happen. If it doesn't happen, the government guarantees they'll make up the difference. So if you only make $170, but it's only worth $170 at the time, they'll make up that extra $30 by the 20-year mark. You could hold on to that bond for 30 years. It'll still continue to accrue. It's a bond for 30 years, but it should double in 20 years. All right? The II bonds are a little different. The II bonds have a low fixed rate, many times zero, but then they have an inflation adjusted rate. So when there's not much inflation, it might be 1%, it might be 2%, 0.05%. But when there's inflation, it goes up. And I guess Treasury decides every 6 months the new rate, the new inflation rate. So in November, the rate went from 3.52 to 7.1. And when that happens, if you bought an I bond in the past, for that next 6 months, that rate comes into play. Which means my kids' bonds start to make some more money. Because my husband and I always go back and forth. Do we just leave in savings? Do we put in some bonds? Do we put in the stock market? Well, the stock market went down. You know, I don't know what to do really with CDs because, you know, every now and then you're like, oh, I got to break the CD. But with the bonds, you know, if it's money you don't actively need right now, pretty damn cool. So basically, the I-bonds didn't come out till 1998. They aren't going to double. These won't double, but you can hold them for 30 years, and they have the low fixed rate and an inflation-adjusted interest rate that is compounded semi-annually for the life of the bond. So right now, it's at 7.12%. Any bond you buy in the I-bond that you buy now, until the end of April, it'll be at 7.1%. So what happens in May? Well, in May, they're going to announce the new inflation rate. What do you think it's going to be? It's probably still going to be high. We are seeing inflation go up. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm like, I think this might be a good buy. Now, never, ever, ever jump, do anything, and don't take, you know, economic advice from me, okay, fiscal advice, you know, talk to somebody who knows what they're doing, but you always want to make sure you diversify. My bank account is making hardly anything in terms of interest, but you can't put everything now into the bonds because there's some caveats. So first of all, with the bond, let's say you buy a whole bunch of bonds and you want to, you're like, don't, I need money back. You can't break a bond for at least a year. That money's in there for at least a year. After that, you could break it, but there's a penalty. So if you sell your bond under 5 years, you could lose 3 months of interest. Now, for me, that doesn't scare me too much because if you need the money, you need the money. And number two is you already got a year's worth of interest. So you're already kind of ahead of the game. But there is that three-month interest penalty if you sell them before 5 years. Okay? And I've done that because I had to do that during the Great Recession. But the other caveat, the other issue is you can't buy more than $10,000 in bonds in a calendar year. And you really can't buy paper bonds, per se. So you have to use something like Treasury Direct to buy electronic bonds. You can get $5,000 more a year for a total of $15,000 if you use your tax refund. Other than that, it's only maxed at the $10,000 a year. So, you know, it's not like you could put your whole savings into that, but it's pretty damn cool. I think it's pretty, pretty cool. So now what goes up comes down. So will the inflation go down? Well, hopefully. I mean, that's what we're hoping. Trust me. The money you're going to offset in bonds, obviously you're losing when you're at the gas pump, when you're buying dinner, and et cetera. But it's just nice to have that little bit of hedge. It's nice to protect some of your money from inflation, even though it's not as easily accessible until after a year. And like I said, you get that three-month penalty of the interest. So if you made, let's say, $30 in interest, you know, that kind of thing. So cool stuff. Check it out. If the inflation really goes down, it never goes under zero, so you won't lose money. All right? 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So of the millions of vaccines that have started to be rolled out for children, the CDC has reported 8 kids between the ages of 5 and 11 have come down with myocarditis from the Pfizer vaccine. Now, this is being reported by Reuters, and this was expected. I mean, this is what makes it really, really hard with parents and doctors, because we know nothing is risk-free. And, you know, to recommend that, you know, somebody and their baby do something, you really weigh the benefits and the risks, and you go, will COVID, you know, kill this child? Will the shot kill the child? COVID has a higher percentage of killing the child than a shot would, so we'll go with, you know, getting the vaccine. And it is a very tough decision, and I understand people grappling with it, but I'm here to kind of give you the latest in the reports, and the CDC is saying 8 cases thus far, they have received of myocarditis between the ages of 5 and 11. The CDC had previously said that myocarditis for boys between ages 16 and 17 could be about 69 cases per million after the second dose is administered, or per million, 40 cases per million between boys 12 to 15. The CDC did not say whether it believes there's a link between the myocarditis and the vaccine, or disclose the rate of myocarditis in the age group without vaccination. The agency says there has been over 7 million vaccine doses given, so obviously it's like a 1 in a million in terms of myocarditis in that age group, but again, just these are early numbers coming in as the vaccine rollout is happening. In New York, now that they're doing passports for children, you're going to see more children, kind of parents taking the children in as schools in California are mandating kids get vaccinated. So when you see more vaccines, then we get a bigger data set. They say the cases, though, have been mild, thank God. Cases were reported to the U.S. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System and presented to the CDC. In terms of grown-ups, I believe, not grown-ups, I guess 12 on up. As of December 8th, VAERS reported 1,900 reports of myocarditis or pericarditis among people aged 12 to 29 who received the COVID vaccine, either Pfizer or Moderna, particularly higher in male adolescents and young adults. Of those 1,900, 1,100, they said, are confirmed. So, reports of death are rare. Most of these myocarditis cases are mild. But like I said, in New Zealand, there was a 26-year-old who died, another female investigating who died, a 13-year-old who's died that they're investigating to see if it's related to the myocarditis. In America, no deaths yet. And I know this is very frustrating for a lot of you, and I get the frustration. I get it. It is not... It's definitely not an easy sort of, it's not an easy decision. It isn't. You know, I mean, I'm really, really grateful that my kids are older and they could talk to me so that if there is a reaction, they could convey it. Although I got two boys, they still mumble. You know, mom, what? My, I can't hear you. What did you just say? So I might not even hear, God forbid, a side effect because I don't understand half of what they say. Mom, why can't you hear? I go, because I listened to music at the same loudness as you did and I didn't have the earbuds. No, Mom, I just think you're old. Now, on the flip side, people want to know, okay, what's going on with infants? When does my 9-month-old get their COVID vaccine? And there's a lot of people out there that are freaked out about COVID and they don't want their kids to get the virus. And I appreciate that too, because again, I don't trust this virus. I think a lot of the brain fog and issues I'm seeing with my friends, I'm like, you had COVID, didn't you? Like, why? Because man, your memory stinks. So I don't want any new, you know, young child to get COVID. But I do understand that it's, you know, I hold my breath, you know, every time my kids get a vaccine going, please, I hope I made the right decision. So what we found out on Friday is the vaccine results of kids between the ages of 6 months to 5 years kind of was a little mixed. So no safety concerns, so that was good. No safety concerns, but it did not produce the immunity in all the ages that the pharmaceutical company hoped for. According to Dr. Katherine Janssen, who's Senior Vice President and Head of Vaccine Research and Development, those aged 2 to 4 years old who were given the 2-3 microgram doses, so how it is adults get 30 micrograms, the 5 to 11 age group gets 10, and then the little babies, the 6 months to 4-year-old, because little babies, they get 3 micrograms. So they're getting a tenth of what the grown-ups get. All right? In age 2 to 4 years old, who were given the 2-3 microgram doses 3 weeks apart, didn't produce the antibody response that the older kids did. The older kids who had the higher dose, either the 10 or the 30. But those between 6 months of age and 2 years did generate an immune response, similar to the successful trials. So those 5 to 11 get 10 micrograms, those 12 on up get 30 micrograms, and they get 2 shots. So because of this lackluster performance in 2 to 4 years old, Pfizer's now considering doing a 3rd shot. But they're going to test it in all the kids, even though the 6 months old did okay. So what this means is that they're going to push their emergency authorization until the spring of 2022. They're still planning on getting emergency authorized. They just need to quickly show the immunity. They said there was low side effect profile. So they're moving like this at lightning speed. So people ask, well, when will the third dose be given? So how it would be is one shot, 3 weeks later, the second shot, and then at the then 2 months after that shot, so 2 months, 3 weeks, is the third shot. Now, I know some people are freaking out going, three shots? Well, keep in mind with the polio, you know, the 2, 4, 6 months, the Prevnar, the, you know, the Hib, the hepatitis is a 3 series. They're, you know, these vaccines are already 3 dose series. And it's because the child's immune system is new, it's immature, so the multiple vaccines help kind of cement in memory. It's like when you have a kid and you tell them, no, don't do this, bad boy, which don't say it like that, always give them a positive, but my kids is like, you know, no, don't do this, huh? Then do it again a month from now. I go, remember I told you not to do that? And then a few months from now, remember I said, oh yeah, yeah, I remember. See, sometimes it takes 3 times. That's kind of how we have to do it with kids and their immune system. So what is authorized as of now? Well, right now, the FDA has emergency authorization for those 5 through 11. So the 5 through 11 age group can get it. And in fact, to go to school in California, to be on campus, you need it. So it's under the emergency authorization, kids are already getting it. A lot of kids have. A lot of parents have called me in saying, look, my kid is sick right now, but it's not COVID because they got the shot. I'm like, well, they should still be tested for COVID. They should be tested for flu, strep, you know, because they have a fever. Let's look into that. But I know kids are getting it. But what's interesting is they're also going to look at the third shot for the 5 to 11-year-olds. So not only would the 6-month-olds get the third shot, but the 5-year-olds, and then maybe the, so they're looking at it through the 6-month to 4-year-old, and then from the 5-year-old to 11, they're going to see if maybe a third shot is needed. Why? Well, look at us grown-ups. We need a third shot. That second shot didn't give us long enough immunity. You know, do you wait the whole 6 months for the kid or not? So that's kind of what's happening on that end. And we're taking your calls and your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of my listeners has asked, wants to be anonymous, how do we know long-term safety in this? So we've only had the shot for about a year. Maybe it was in development a little earlier than that. So in terms of will this shot affect your baby or your child 5 years from now, 100 years from now, or 10 years from now, we're being told no. And we're being told no because with the way the vaccine is, the way the vaccine is made, is it's only supposed to bring that mRNA into the cell. The cell gets that direct specific code to make spike proteins. Those spike proteins induce the immune system to recognize it. Now your immunity knows how to recognize those spike proteins, and the spike proteins are supposed to just kind of go away, dissolve, degrade, and not cause a problem. And so the scary time of a vaccine would be, one, as we spoke about earlier, that initial day or two where that could, there could be a huge anaphylaxis event. It could even happen delayed, like a week or so later. But so the big scare would be, are they allergic to it? Okay, if they get through that, that's fine. At the 2-week mark when their immune system is building, are they getting a myocarditis or a Guillain-Barré or something like that where the immune system's fighting the body? If they get through that, those are good signs. So to answer your question, that's why we're being told no long term. Could there be? I can't say for sure. I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now, Lieutenant Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation. It looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says...
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News. The DEA administrator believes social media companies need to do more to fight drug trafficking, as Ann Milgram was discussing the severity of the opioid crisis, saying drug cartels are using social media platforms to get deadly drugs into Americans' hands with one click. She said on CBS's Face the Nation, companies like TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook should go after such illegal activity. She also encouraged parents to have conversations with their children about the dangers of drugs like fentanyl. With his son Charlie by his side, Tiger Woods making a quietly strong comeback to competitive golf. The pair finishing second in the PNC Championship in Florida over the weekend. The event, which partnered champions with family members, was won by John Daly and his son. But it was Tiger Woods' first event since he was seriously injured in a car wreck near Los Angeles last February. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's talk to Ed in Maryland. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Great. How you doing?
Good, good. What's going on?
After I got my second Moderna shot, it sent me into AFib.
Oh, boy. Wow.
So since then, I've been shocked back into rhythm, and I'm wondering if I should get the third shot. I'm thinking no.
Wow, wow. Okay, yeah. Do you have a cardiologist currently?
Yes.
Okay. One thing I'm concerned, this was the Moderna shot you said?
Correct.
Yeah. So I think the Moderna shot has some different salts in it than the Pfizer shot. And sometimes your electricity can be just so sensitive. And so, I mean, atrial fibrillation is not anything to mess with. The only thing is on the flip side, if your cardiologist says, no, I want you protected, here's why. With atrial fibrillation, you are at higher risk for clots. COVID could put you at higher risk for clots, and hopefully your ablation prevents future atrial fibrillation. I don't want to make that decision because I'm torn. To me, you know, if you have a bad reaction to something, that's God telling you something, and you don't mess with it again. You don't, you know, you don't roll the dice. But then on the flip side, your heart doctor might disagree and say, but here's the thing, you're at higher risk for clots, you're at higher risk for other issues if you get COVID. So, Ed, I wouldn't make that decision, but I would definitely talk to your doctor, and I just want to kind of give you the gamut of things. That's why it's not the easiest decision, but I hear you. If you don't want to get another shot, I get that. I just don't know what's in store for us with the next wave of COVID and all that. But hopefully you're also on a blood thinner and hopefully you're being watched pretty closely.
Yeah, no, I am.
Okay. All right, man. Well, Ed, gosh.
Go ahead. Thanks for your advice.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, thanks for sharing that with us. Because, yeah, that's a side effect that nobody's talking about. And I believe you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Kev on the phone. Hey, Kev, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Doc. Listen, I hear on the radio saying the adults need this and the adults need that. And the fact is, we don't need any COVID shots. We don't need the shots. We don't need the boosters. We don't need anything. We got our natural immunity. I had COVID. I recovered just well from it. And have you been paying attention to what's not being said in the mainstream media? Have you been paying attention to what's going on? You know, have you been investigating the America's Frontline doctors and the cases that they're talking about?
Oh my gosh, I have, and you know, it's frustrating because a study just came out saying if we get Omicron or the super, we get immunity, even immunity better than the shots. And it's frustrating because half of us are saying let's just get immunity, but the other half is like, well, crap, we'll lose our license because if the hospitals get overwhelmed and somebody dies of COVID, they're going to sue the doctor that says get natural immunity. So it's almost like a lot of doctors are like in this position where we can't say what we want to say because of the liability. A doctor who says, look, guys, get Omicron to get the natural immunity and somebody ends up dying from it, they lose their license, they get sued, so they can't say what other people are saying.
How do they get sued? All they got to do is quote that scientist from Pfizer who was caught on hidden camera admitting that natural immunity is far more protection than the jab. Did you watch James O'Keefe's video when he caught that scientist at Pfizer saying that?
Don't sue us, sue Pfizer. I know, but that's not the way everything's going. You've seen doctors get censured. You've seen doctors lose their license. One doctor who was talking about the mask saying, look, guys, the masks you guys are wearing aren't protecting you. That's exactly what Fauci originally said. But then that doctor, he got suspended from his medical board. So look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they can't cancel Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers was like, look, I want to be careful with what goes into my body. And here he was. He won the game right after he, you know, got over COVID. But then on the flip side, I see what's going on in the hospital. I don't know why some people are, I don't know why we're having the thousands upon thousands of people die. I mean, we see people die and there's no rhyme or reason. Who's dying and who's not dying? We thought it was maybe they were smokers or maybe the blood pressure or maybe they were diabetic. But, you know, we're even seeing kids die of COVID and we're like, what the hell is going on? So that's why it's so tough, Kev. I mean, you know, that's why I always try to give that balanced attitude because to me, natural immunity, your body is smarter than anything a vaccine could do, and we all predicted that the vaccines wouldn't give long-term immunity. We predicted this from day one. However, when somebody, an unvaccinated person, dies of COVID, and if a doctor was behind that and did not recommend, that's why they want doctors on these medical exemptions. So then at least there's a paper trail so they can hold somebody responsible. And that's why doctors don't write medical exemptions for vaccines unless, of course, like the caller before, if the cardiologist says, look, this guy went into AFib, you know, I'm going to not recommend he get it again, you know, that. But you don't have a lot of doctors out there that feel they could take that risk because, sadly, when we lose our license, we can't do nothing. We can't help the non-COVID patients, and most of us have non-COVID patients more than COVID, obviously, and we have to be around for them. And that's where this is so cruel and so complicated. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I get the frustration. I get it. You know, and another thing I'm frustrated with is with the military and the 30,000 people in the military, Navy, Army, et cetera, who aren't vaccinated. Why isn't anybody allowing them to do a blood test? Why isn't anybody allowing them to show if they have immunity? I told you guys, with college, how we used to do it is they wanted a vaccine card for MMR. And so if somebody did not have their vaccine card, we could do a blood test to see if they had antibodies to MMR. And that was fine. I don't understand why they won't let people do that. Well, they said because the immunity wanes. So my vaccine immunity is waning also. You know, if it really is about the immunity, if that's what public health officials really, really want, if they really, really want, let people show show they have it. Don't kick them out of a restaurant. Don't kick them out of school. So it's a mess. And honestly, guys, I get your frustration. I get it. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep these questions coming. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a candy cane shortage. Apparently a candy cane shortage is being reported. Why? Supply chain crisis, which isn't getting better, and a weak peppermint harvest. The New York Post reports the candy cane shortage is also having an effect on gingerbread house fabrications, because I guess when you decorate your gingerbread house, you decorate it with the little peppermint wheels, and you decorate it with the candy canes. I just like to put M&Ms on mine. So citing raw material and ingredient shortages globally, Mitchell Cohen, owner of Economy Candy on the Lower East Side, New York, told the New York Post, "We only received half of our candy cane order for the holiday season and sold out immediately. We currently have zero in stock." Now, I'm not a big candy cane fan. I just prefer chocolate. But interestingly, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has reported about a 25% decline in peppermint production over the last decade. And then on top of that, people aren't getting the sugar, the corn syrup, and that's what they use to make candy canes. So not only are they low on peppermint, but they're low on sugar, which means, who knows, are we going to go through World War II rationing of sugar soon? So where did candy canes come from? This is interesting. Candy canes, they believe, originated hundreds of years ago as a sugar stick. So people would give you a stick of white sugar, and you would suck on it, and that was a Christmas treat. But then in 1670, a choir master at the Cologne, a cathedral in Germany, bent those white sugar sticks into canes to look like shepherd's hooks, and you could hook them onto things and use them for decorations. So it was a white hook. Peppermint was then added into the 1800s, and then the flavor became iconic. Now, according to CandyCaneHistory.net, they say many believe the shape has religious meaning. The red stripes represent the blood of Christ, the white stripes the purity of Christ, the three fine stripes represent the Trinity, the J to represent the name of Jesus, so, and then the solidness, the rock foundation of the church. So, very fascinating. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a story where there were a few high school students in their high school, and they decided to videotape themselves making swastikas with their pencils. Then they, if anybody had doubt on, were they really making the Nazi symbol, or, you know, were they just fooling around with their pencils, being geometric, they topped it off with the Nazi salute. And then they videotaped it, and then one of the students posted the video. So it went viral. parents were concerned. I get called from the news to talk about it on Channel 3. And I was happy to talk about it, having, you know, family who had survived the Holocaust and family who didn't. And, you know, it was one of those things where it's there's more to the story. And it's tragic to see high school students, you know, pledge allegiance to the Nazi Party when, the Nazi Party is identified as genocide, white supremacy, homophobic, all sorts of things that the Nazi Party encompassed, fascism. And so you kind of wonder, do these kids really understand who they're swearing allegiance to? And you know, it's going to make you wonder, are people having appropriate conversations with their kids? And so when this happened, there was a lot of concern. And interestingly, on social media, people were ticked that the news even covered it. They were pretty mad that the news covered it, saying the news has better things to cover. And they got really upset that these kids, now, the kids are the ones that posted the video. The news blocked out their faces. So I'm not exactly sure what people were concerned about. Obviously, by the time the news found out about it, it was already all over the place. So, you know, yeah, they're going to kind of say, look, you know, this is aware. What happened to the kids? Well, the kids, I think, you know, had some sort of sanction or, you know, because it was hate speech or something. They were other kids in class, I guess, were like, we don't want to see this. We don't want to be around it. And I'm not really sure what the punishment was. But my thing is, you know, somebody says something and they get in trouble and then they're called bad people. And then it's, you know, you're canceled the rest of your life. And these kids, they're now on video and forever are going to be now cemented with this swastika and their face. How are they going to be able to recuperate from that? It was a stupid, stupid, bad, bad decision. But I can't tell you how many times I would hear kids singing some lyrics to a rap song. And I like a lot of the songs out there. There's some great songs and all that. I can't sing along to them like I want to, because some of the words are the bad words you can't say, like the N-word. So I don't sing along with them. But you'll hear these kids don't realize what they're doing. They'll be like, blank this, yeah. And they're singing the song. I'm like, you guys can't say that. Why not? Well, because that word is not allowed. Well, why is the word in the song? Well, the words, I guess, you know, you can't sing it. I know the words in the song. I know you bought the song. I know you just can't. And so a lot of it is people are confused. And I think as we move forward with, you know, hate and racism and bias and awareness and all that, we don't want innocent people being accused of racism. We also don't want racist people, you know, doing racist things. So there's going to be this balance. But when a teenager draws a swastika and then does the salute, is it that they really, really adore Hitler? Is it that they really hate their classmates who are Jewish or gay? Or is it because they wanted to get a rise out of somebody? Is it because they wanted to, you know, they wanted to go viral? Is it that they wanted to act out? You know, when you see a child steal something from a store, is it because they really wanted that from the store because they were hungry? Or did they do it because they wanted to be bad? You know, they have that itch they needed to scratch. And so what I don't want is after these kids, whatever the school does, then they just get expelled and they're just known as, you know, racist their whole life. Has somebody even talked to them about, you know, do you even know what that means? You know, I mean, do you even understand what the Nazi Party is about? Is that really what, you know, you want to ascribe and dedicate your life to? Because apparently when people see you with a salute and people see you adorning these things, you know, on your desk, on whatever, in your house, all right, then that means you're signing up. Do you really want to sign up for this party? And 99% of the time, these are kids that just wanted attention or they wanted to act out. So I told you guys about a month ago, I saw online there was a challenge of perpendicular fueling, one of the stupidest things out there, where you put your car, right, perpendicular, get your fuel that way. Then there was some guy on the ground, perpendicular shopping, right, in a 90-degree angle to whatever. Stupid stuff. I watch these videos, I'm like, it's stupid, but you want to know? I had to get gas one day. And you know what I did when I went to get gas? I perpendicular fueled. Not because I wanted to do anything illegal. Not because I wanted to. I just wanted the attention that I perpendicular fueled. What I'm saying is the intent is many times not what you think it is. And I think all these kids need to kind of realize before they subject themselves to a lifelong label of being a white supremacist, being a racist, being a homophobe, being a Nazi, being a whatever, you know, to understand, you know, what is it. Now, a lot of teenagers, they'll double down. They're like, yeah, I hate my mom. Do you really, really hate your mom? Yeah, I hate my mom. Yeah, okay. After the emotion aside, tell us why. You know, I mean, what is it? You know, just like when people say, oh, I hate Jews. Okay, well, why do you hate Jews? Well, that I just hate them. Why? What is it about somebody who prays and, you know, goes to temple and eats matzah and gets constipated from it, celebrates Hanukkah? Yeah. Well, because they're mean to, who's mean to you? Yeah, now, there might be a person you don't like who's Jewish, but why the Jewish people as a whole? You'll hear people say that, you know, well, he's gay. So what's wrong? You know what? Well, he's gay. He's going to want to sleep with me. No, the average gay guy has very good taste, and they are not going to want to probably sleep with you. Okay? I mean, give me more. What is it that you actually do you really hate that person? Because he has his choice of partner, you have your choice of partner. You really want somebody to hate you because you're dating that person? So now, there's idiots and there's idiots. There are people that will always hate. They'll just want the war, they'll want the fight. But I looked at these kids and I'm like, they need some help. I think they are very misdirected. If that's taught in the parents' home, then their parents are messed up. But if it's because they just want the attention, they want to be against the grain, they want to stand out, they want to rebel, there's a lot of other ways to rebel. I'm not saying perpendicular fuel. Don't do that because I don't think you're allowed to do that. All right? But I get that there's ways to rebel. That's why people smoke. That's why people do drugs. They drink and they do all these things. They have sex. The average high school student wants to rebel. But we need to find ways to rebel that are safer and don't, in this day and age, cause them to ruin their whole life. These kids, because that video was put up by one of them, that video now will cement them in infamy as being supremacists, being Nazis. And I don't think they, and again, I'm not speaking for them. Maybe they are Nazis. Who knows? But I think they did something stupid, and it would be really interesting to see what exactly was the intent. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.